Broadberry, a huckleberry, and a gopherberry.
A gopherberry?
Yep. It's a great big old blueberry. It grows around stumps.
Uh-huh.
You can't eat it.
Why can't you eat it?
It's bitter. Bitter as it can be, but the prettiest things you ever seen. That's all the name I've heard was gopherberry.
Mm-hmm. What about a red colored berry?
Well, a broadberry is red before it turns white.
Uh-huh. What about something that people use to make shortcake out of?
A strawberry.
Okay. And what about a berry that's got a rough surface to it? Some of them are red and some of them are black.
I don't know.
Do you have a ras?
No, we don't grow raspberries here. I've seen them, but they don't grow here.
Mm-hmm. And, a tall bush that's got clusters of pink and white flowers on it.
Mm-mm. I don't even know. We don't have any.
Uh-huh. You ever heard of mountain laurel or rhododendron or ivy or spoonwood? Is it a bush that has flowers?
I don't know. We don't have it.
I think it grows up further north.
Yeah, it does. Up in the mountains.
Yeah.
Don't go here.
Have you ever seen that?
I don't know. We went on a mountain, but I was so scared. I don't know what I've seen. I seen what was up there, but then I don't remember. It's been a long time ago.
Did you do any hiking up a mountain?
No. It was in the car all the time. Oh, we got out and taken pictures, you know.
Uh-huh.
Side of the mountains on the old Smoky. The grandson, he climbed up a little piece.
Uh-huh.
He was kind of a little boy. His granddaughter wasn't here. She wasn't born.
Mm-hmm.
She's 15. So it's been a long time.
Yeah.
We went down in the... Have you ever been on that Smoky?
I'm not sure if I've been there, but I've been up in that general area before.
Well, we went down in the Indian River Reservation where,
mm-hmm.
you know, they were cooking in these old pots right now on a built-up fire.
Mm-hmm.
We went all through it. Some of the Indians can talk, some of them could. Wouldn't say a thing to us.
Uh-huh.
They were just as busy as they could be in making, they made a lot of pottery, and they were
uh-huh.
making pottery, and they were plaiting stuff, you know, to go in chairs. The
uh-huh.
older ones that couldn't talk.
Huh.
And then the first place we went in, they showed us how they beat out rice
mm-hmm.
on a block. They would do that. Of course, I had seen it done anyway here. Rice has will grow here. And I'd seen people beat it.
Mm-hmm. How did they do that?
Well, they beat it off of the, it grows on the stalk, you know, up about that way. And take them heads and frown them off when they get ripe. And you have a big old block like I told you about in flow.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a thing to come down and beat it, and it beats that husk off of it. Of course, it breaks the rice up a little bit, but it's still good.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't ever grow in here, but then I seen it grow.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know it would grow down here.
It will, too. Sure.
I guess you need a really wet area.
Yeah. The old settlers, they had to do a lot of things because they didn't... You know, they couldn't buy things. They just had to grow it when they first
mm-hmm.
come over here. Of course, after I married, the first husband right over there, not very first, he growed some rice and I seen it. And they beat it out and ate some of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's, well, it's not, it's between the whole grain rice and grits, about
mm-hmm.
that size, after it's beat.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an Indian that could talk went all over the reservation with us and showed us, you know, everything in there.
Mm-hmm.
And this one little hut, just a little building like you see out there where I said, Washington,
mm-hmm.
when it was logged.